This is a consultation dictated on Mark Ryland, R-E-I-L-A-N-D. His date of birth is May 31st, 1958. Patient was seen on 9/24/2024. New paragraph. This 66-year-old male comes here for evaluation. He quit smoking in 2017. Prior to that, he rarely smoked. He drinks alcohol moderately. He is a software engineer. Symptoms: his main symptoms are weight loss, pain in the back and radiating to the leg, and also extreme weakness. New paragraph, history of present illness. The patient was diagnosed to have prostate cancer a few months ago. He was seen by Dr. Demeter, D-E-M-E-T-E-R, at Denton Medical City Hospital. The patient had a rising PSA. In October 23, it was 75.7. It went up to 99 in February of 2024. Patient did have a CT scan which showed retroperitoneal lymphadenopathy with supraclavicular, mediastinal, hilar and groin nodes. Patient was believed to have possible prostate cancer. So patient subsequently had a prostate biopsy. The biopsy did confirm that it was a prostate cancer. His biopsy specimen all were positive. His PSA at that time was 827, and his prostate cancer was very aggressive. His Gleason score was 8. Patient subsequently was also seen by Dr. Nabil Sayed, S-Y-E-D, who is a urologist in Plano McKinney area. Patient was started on Casodex and then he was given Eligard, a 6 months dose. Patient is now here for further advice since he continues to have significant weakness. Patient was also told by Dr. Sayed that he should go on Xtendi instead of Casodex. So that is another question he has. New paragraph. Past medical history. He has history of hypertension for which he was on atenolol. However, he does not take it anymore. He takes Percodan PRN. He is on Casodex 50 milligram daily, and he also is on Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. New paragraph. Physical exam: he is 5'10", weighing 144, blood pressure 109/64, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse sounds active, extremities no edema. He had a CT scan on 4/17, which showed multiple pulmonary nodules. Largest was 6 mm. He had enlarged lymph nodes in the mediastinum, hilum, supraclavicular lymph nodes, as well as retroperitoneal, inguinal lymph node as well. He also had hepatic metastasis, and his prostate gland was enlarged. Multiple osseous metastases were also visible on this CT scan. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, advanced prostate cancer with extensive metastasis in bone, lungs and liver. A PSA of 827. Diagnosis 2, on ADT therapy with Eligard and Casodex. Diagnosis 3, severe anemia. His recent hemoglobin was 7.1, creat was 22.9. Incidentally, his PSA has come down to 221 now. His alkaline phosphatase is 1,289. New paragraph. Diagnosis. New paragraph. Recommendations. We should go ahead and continue Casodex. His next ADT is due in 4 months. Also, patient was asking about Xtendi, and he is worried about the side effects. So at this point, I agree that Casodex might be okay until he is open to considering Xtendi. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Mark Ryland, R-E-I-L-A-N-D. Thank you.